We're onto it.
You too?
Did you hear what you were going to say?
I'm on next.
I know, man.
Talking about 56K modems.
It's 10 minutes to 8.
At my house.
So,
is that time already?
Welcome to the microphone, Digital Doctor.
My goodness. Time to start and just about time to go. Just hang on a
second. Well, you got about 8 minutes left, and, you know.
Well, there's a lot to cover. Okay. Hi there, Edward Joseph. Your friendly Digital Doctor here again this week. Now, let's have a look. Firstly, something I wanted to tell people, 16-speed CD-ROMs. This is the sort of thing that Duncan likes, I think. I'm sure he's sick of his...
More power. 16-speed? What's that transfer rate now?
I don't know. It's faster than a hard disk, I think, just a bit. Anyway, Sony 16-speed is not only out, it is actually available. For those who are interested, the sort of pricing you'll be paying for a 16-speed Sony is about $189 retail, 6-packs on the market, and coming down probably, no doubt. The other thing is NetShow. NetShow is a strange thing. I've never really played with NetShow, but
I actually watch their business videos.
Yeah, I bet, because I think this NetShow thing is sort of taking off quite a bit, isn't it?
It was really interesting. Apparently, it now supports real time, which I think that's a wild concept. Real time video with NetShow.
Oh my God! Welcome to the computer world. Real time.
in 3 centimeters by 3 centimeters.
Yeah. Anyway,
on your own time. I had an inquiry from somebody in New Zealand, and I did some backtracking actually with one of the people that I dealt with, and apparently video grabbers that will properly support NetShow under Windows 95 and Windows NT, apparently, surprise, surprise, are very hard to get. Well, if you're after a video grabber card that does support NetShow under Win 95 and soon Windows NT on a PCI video grabber card, look at www.digviz.com, and apparently they've got something happening with Microsoft on Earth Day to do some sort of a broadcast, I think, with NetShow. So if you're into that sort of market segment, maybe have a look for that.
DIGVIS.
Yep, video grabber specialists they are, over in the USA. So they do actually have a product that works brilliantly under Windows 95, I'm told. And also the NT drivers for their PCI product are due out this week. And they do have an NT driver for their 16-bit ISA product, but hey, who wants that? The other thing that could be of interest to people, actually, I could actually become famous next week. For those that are interested, Microsoft on the 10th of the 4th, that's Thursday at 12 o'clock, are going to be doing a live internet broadcast where people can actually ring in and do technical talkback with yours truly.
Alright!
And we'll be yagging and chatting about modems.
Did you get paid?
No, I think it'll be fun though. I think it's exciting because it goes all around the world and people from America ring up. I've actually tuned into this at Microsoft and I was quite amazed the sort of feedback that
they get. It's really MSN though, isn't it?
MSN, that's right, MSNBC. That's going to be on next Thursday at 12 o'clock, and they'll be taking calls on 02-9870-2253 for telephone calls. But
one more time quicker, can we?
But they're also going to have... well, we haven't much time.
No, you can do it again.
And 02-9870-2253.
Everyone ring that number. It's Jason
Lambert's
number.
you know what the really exciting thing is? They're going to have internet relay chat for the cheapskates in Melbourne who might want to ring in, and instead of ringing over the phone, they'll be able to type in little old questions. So I think this could be quite fun. And the place to tune in for that, for those who want to listen to it on Thursday, could be a lot of fun, msn.com.au/news/audio, and that's where you'll be able to hear it using real audio. And Netscape comes with real audio.
Yes, it does.
So that could be easy. But then again, I'm sure IE will handle it perfectly well as well.
You should be on that Wheel of Fortune show. That voice is going across really well. Thank you, Duncan.
I should think Duncan
loves
you. I'll
put my hand on the ear.
I'm going to lose my job. Hang up. Okay, so that might be something that you might be interested in. The other thing is, actually, we were chatting about viruses and, of course, all these phony baloney viruses. I think one thing to keep in mind, and I don't know if you agree with that, to my mind, any sort of potential virus that would come through email, unless you actually executed it, I think it would be a little bit hard to actually infect your hard disk, I should think.
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, so I think that's something...
Unless, of course, your browser's integrated with your operating system, then it could cause you some problems.
Oh, and he's so subtle, he doesn't say IE, does he?
He's a diplomat.
This is good. We're getting content-rich information to the listener now, because we've got an MSN freak and we've got a Netscape freak. I guess the golden rule of mail, if I can just interject, is that if it's not from someone you know, why would you bother reading it anyway?
It is getting to that point, junk mail, isn't it?
You reject it
at square two.
We get lots of mail from people we don't know.
That's a little different. You need some...
That's the point.
We get like 4 a week. That's a lot.
Okay, and more on the topic of viruses. On the topic of viruses, macroviruses, they've been around for a while, you know, to do with word macros and stuff like that.
Now, yes, I heard that. Wasn't nice.
I keep away from sharing disks and things like that, so I don't really seem to get all this virus problem.
I got off email. The Excel macro virus.
Right, so you would have got, a document and then you would have opened it.
An Excel file, the internet, and man. Yep. Yeah.
So that would be actually one way that you could get not a dangerous virus.
No.
But, yeah.
Does Netscape use the Corel Java suite rather than Microsoft Office?
Can you ask that? Does Netscape use the Corel?
Yeah, you can use word processing that's Java rather than... real WordPress?
Not today.
Okay.
I don't know how real the product is. Perhaps we could find out for me, at least. But we're looking forward to that Java application, because Java and JavaScript and Visual Java, the new visual point-and-click object-oriented development platform for Java, is just going to take off like you would not believe.
That's the coffee, Duncan.
Off like a bucket of prawns.
Sorry,
platform. Go on, Ed, it's your signal name, remember?
We gave it back, so...
I'll turn some mics off soon.
Okay, well, maybe we won't talk about 56K modems. Maybe on a final note, with the macroviruses, one symptom which I've been advised by one of my clients, actually just today, is one of the nice symptoms they found was that apparently it stops you from saving your word processing documents to disk, and we're seeing heads nodding here. So if you're getting that sort of symptom, you might actually be suffering from a macrovirus. Now, apparently, Word 7, to its credit, though, apparently does have an auto-detection mechanism built in for that. Now, whether it's by design or by fluke, I'm actually told that if you open a document that's got a macrovirus in it, in the macros, then apparently it will actually give you a warning that it may possibly be infected and that you might want to do something about it. So that could be actually quite handy.
I had that with Excel, and if you go to the internet and type in... macrovirus at a browser, it'll bring up all these macrovirus solutions on the internet. So the only one that works is erase the whole program and reinstall it.
And reformat your hard disk.
Reformat your hard drive.
Look, that's actually my advice. I mean, a lot of the stuff will remove your viruses to certain various degrees of confidence, I think. But if you ask me, I think really what you need to do is you really need to go back to your hard disk, do a big, big F disk, kill the whole darn lot, and repartition and reformat it, and then you know it's gone.
But then you can remove all your files.
That's right, and you'll never get it back the way it was.
But we always back up, don't we?
Never.
75 floppy disks.
Yeah, everybody is hanging their heads in shame here. We should all know better. And lastly, there is actually, I believe, a new virus out called a tentacle virus. I don't know how new it is or not, and apparently Vet finds it, but I'm also told that one of the fairly recent versions won't actually remove it. You've got to actually get a thing downloaded that will actually then remove it.
I saw that thing at the Prince of Wales on Friday night.
That thing.
The tentacle virus. All over this girl,
I think it was called the Duncan tentacle virus.
Comedy festival time here at Triple A.
Don't forget to go to the Jim Rose site.
We're out of time, too, guys.
Okay, and basically, look, the one final note, if you're missing that information about where that Microsoft thing is going to be happening on Thursday, that on-the-air talkback session about modems, you can have a look at www.micronica.com.au. All the information is there. And that's it from me.
Good man.